Okay, good evening. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish Siman Shin Samach Zayin. So we are, there's only one Si'if. We're in the middle of Si'if Aleph over here. This is page 466, Reish Lamed Gimel, Amud Bey. So we were discussing last night if a wife can make an Eruv for the husband without the husband's permission, or even against the husband's expressed desires. So now we're going to talk about what about other people making the Eruv if neither the husband nor the wife are involved. So the top line of page 466, Ve'in V'im Ein habal v'isha be'ir. If neither the husband nor the wife are in the city, yuchalim b'nei habayis la'ariv shelo b'yidiyaso. The other b'nei habayis can participate in the eruv without the husband's knowledge. Emein habayis pasuach el l'chatzer echad. As long as the house is only open to one chatzer. Mishabura test yuchalim b'nei habayis shelo b'yidiyaso. V'im yadu mimenu shein arotze. Aval pi shelo michal b'mefeir shein yuchalim la'ariv. But that's only if they don't know that he doesn't want it. But if they know that he doesn't want it, even if he never told them explicitly, they cannot make the Erev on his behalf. L'chatzer echad, d'zuchus ulo, because we assume that if the house is only open up into one chatzer, it's a zuchus for him to have the Erev. V'adai lo yachbet aleim, he's not going to be upset about it. Avalimu pasuch l'shtei chatzeros, but if his house opens up into two chatzeros, en yuchol nari v'lov shalabi idiyasu, kenen zuchus l'vadai, then they cannot make the Erev without his consent, because it's not necessarily a zuchus. Ki shema lo yachbet sarivim chatzer zu'alim zo, because he can only make an Erev with one of the chatzeros, so you're going to choose to make the Erev on his behalf with this chatzer, maybe he really wants it with the other chatzer. Im lo kedem esayim ha-mechaber, unless it's like the mechaber says, as we're about to see. So says the mechaber vayter, v'afilim ha-yip suach l'shtei chatzeros, and even if it was opened up into two chatzeros, the home opens to two chatzeros, imu rogi la'ariv be'achad mehem ma'arvin alav, aval emeinu rogi lo. So if he's accustomed to being ma'ariv with one of them, then they can do so even without his permission. But if he's not accustomed to going into being ma'ariv with one of them, then they cannot do without his permission. Yod Aleph, dimistama gamata, daito lezeh, that if he always makes an eruv with this chatzer, so then we can assume that now he wants it as well. Aval, b'nei chatzer, en yuchalim likach pito mi beso, la'ariv shalom midas echem ni b'nei abayis. But the b'nei chatzer, meaning not b'nei abayis, the b'nei chatzer, other members of the chatzer, cannot break into the guy's house, take his bread, and use that as the Eruv without permission. Even if he is normally accustomed to participate in their Eruv. Without any knowledge of any of the Bnei Bayis, if they were aware of it, it would be fine as long as they didn't hear that the Bala Bayis doesn't want it. However, in the Bir Alach, he says that even though the Mechaber says the Bnei HaChatzer are not allowed to go in and take bread for the Eruv from his house, there are many Rishonim that disagree and that hold that they are allowed to do so as long as they don't know necessarily that he objects. That a wife can only make the Eruv if it's without his knowledge. But if he says explicitly he's not interested, that he doesn't want this Eruv, so this Yesh Omrim says that a wife is never allowed to participate in his behalf when he's explicit that he doesn't want it. Yud Gimel, afilu im ein habayis pasuach el l'chatzer echad she'osra aleim alidim niyasu ha'se'eruv. Even if there's no reason why he would object, and he's just trying to make trouble over here, and he's just ushering everybody else from being able to use the chatzer. If he always makes an Erev with them, and now he decides he doesn't want, the Bnei Chatzar can go into his house and take some matzah from him or some bread from him against his will. But if he's not accustomed to usually making an Erev with them, then they're not allowed to go in and take it bal korcho. But they can go to appeal to Beis Din to force him to participate in the Eruv, or Bezin go and take the Nechasim from him against his will. Again, this is all the Yesh Omrim, meaning the first opinion said that you're not allowed to do it if he's not interested, that the Bnei Chatzar are not allowed to go in. This is a Yesh Omrim that says, yes, they are, that they're allowed to go in. So, Sivkat Nyadalu, the Ariv Imam Lov, Afilu Mamar Kena Achar Sherev, and Espatal Eruv Lamafreya, that that this was saying, if he says he doesn't want to be married with them, then you're not allowed to take it, even if he says it after the Erev is already done. The Erev would become batal mafreya. B'nei Chatzar, v'adin ishto, u'mayrish al-adim n'yasu ase Erev osar aleim. Whether it be B'nei Chatzar or his wife, we're talking about a case where his not participating in the Erev is going to asar it on them. Aval kofen also bezin, but we can force him in bezin, ratzalomar. Aval pishen ba'atzman, en yuchal nasos dinu l'nafshay. Even though they're not allowed to take the law into their own hands, meaning the neighbors are not allowed to take the law into their own hands and go and take the Erev from him, the Beis Din is able to force him. This din that Beis Din can be kofa is according to everybody, even according to the first opinion. So, meaning everything else that we just said about the other people, not whether it be his wife or the other Bnei Chatzar, not being allowed to go and take the Eruv from him, is only according to the Yesh Omrim. But the idea that Beis Din is allowed, that's according to everybody, that Beis Din is allowed to go and take his stuff. Says the Rama, Mishein Aragi La'arev, Ve'eruv in B'nei HaChatzar, V'chazer Me'eruvo, if someone is not accustomed to making an Eruv, and he does participate in Eruv with the B'nei HaChatzar, and then he says, I changed my mind, so Tzarech Lachzor V'Liskos, then we need to do a new Zikoy of the Eruv. Avalim Ragi La'arev, Ha've'eruv Bal Karcho. But if he is accustomed to participating in the Eruv, and then he decides that he's not interested, so then the Eruv takes effect even against his will. I skipped Yudzayin for some reason. Yudzayin Yar L'Chasavos and Shituf, they make a Shituf against his will, fine. V'chazer me'iruvo, haynu, sha'amar chozarni b'mina Eruv, ve'ini rotzal ariv l'shtatif odimachem. What does it mean that he's chozer from the Eruv? He says, I changed my mind. I don't want to be a part of this Eruv or the Shituf. So tzarech l'achzov l'iskos, to batal Eruv that undoes the Eruv, even though the Bax HaMatzos is there. So if he does want to now participate, he's going to have to do a new Kinyan. But if he's ragil to participate with them, then it's automatically binding. Then he does not have the ability to back out of the Eruv Kedilel. Because when he's ragil to make an Eruv with them, they can go take the Eruv against his will. Over here, it's even better because it wasn't that they did it against his will. He willingly participated, and now he's just trying to back out of it. And even according to the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, which said that the other Bnei Chatzar are not allowed to go and take the Eruv against his will. Over here, the Eruv does work against his will because he willingly participated initially. He's just trying to back out now. So that, even according to the first opinion, is going to be a binding Eruv. So what we learned tonight is that if neither the husband or the wife are around, the other Bnei Abayis can participate in the Eruv if it's obvious, meaning if it's open to one Chatzer or if it's open to two Chatzeros, but we know which one he normally likes to participate with. However, the other Bnei Chatzer are not allowed to take the Eruv against without his Das, even if he always participates in the Eruv. However, the Yesh Omrim says that a wife could never participate without the husband's permission. And if he says, the wife can only participate when the husband doesn't give permission, but if he explicitly says he doesn't want to, she is not allowed to participate against his will, even for Darkei Shalom reasons. And if he normally participates in the Eruv and now he's not interested in doing so, this Yeshom says the Bnei Chatzar are allowed to go and take it Bal Karcho. But for sure, Beis Din is, even if he's Eino Ragil to be Ma'ariv with them, Beis Din can force him to do anything. And then the Rama added that someone who does not normally participate in an Eruv, and he did participate in the Eruv, he can, if he decides that he's going to back out, he's going to need a new Eruv. But if he normally participates in the Eruv, and he participated in the Eruv, and now he decides he's going to back out, the Eruv is already binding, and that's Bain according to the Yesh Omrim, Bain according to the first Deya in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, on Sunday, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Simon Shin Samech Ches. Everyone have a wonderful evening and a good Shabbos.